The Brighton Comedy Festival starts this coming Friday, and this year, local people who have experienced mental health issues are taking to the stage for a night of comedy and song alongside comedian Simon Munnery and performer Lorraine Bowen. The show is called Warning, May Contain Nuts, and to tell us more, I'm joined on the line now by Simon Munnery. Hi, Simon.
Hello.
And with me in the studio, Susie Oddball from Brighton, who is one of the performers. Hi, Susie.
Hello.
Simon, why get involved in this show for the Comedy Festival?
I was asked.
That's easy enough, then, isn't it?
It's
a simple yes, isn't it?
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
now, what's the question?
The question is, Susie, what will you be performing on Sunday?
I'm going to try something new on stage that I don't think's ever been done before in Brighton, and it's going to be juggling and also poetry at the same time.
So you'll juggle and read poetry? Or recite
poetry?
Not quite.
I have a reason for that, but poetry will be happening at the same time as juggling.
Okay. And are you playing all this for laughs, are you?
Part of it's for laughs. As in comedy, there's two sides to the story. There's the funny side and the not-so-funny side. There's more serious side. So it's like a juxtaposition of both.
I see. Is that right, Simon? Are there two sides in comedy like that?
Apparently, yes. Yes. You need... it's not just laughter, there's sadness as well. Or I mean, you laugh at the sort of release of tension, isn't it? So most jokes work like that, is there some sort of serious thing, and then, oh, it's funny at the end. That's sort of how jokes work, I think.
Yeah?
Only guessing. I've only been doing it 20-something years. I don't know, really.
It's difficult to find, isn't it, what one person finds funny and what doesn't. I mean, seeing Dawn French's show recently at the Theatre Royal, you know, it was more autobiographical, so some of the sad moments of her life were very tear-jerking. And then, of course, Dawn's generally hilariously funny, so you can mix the two, and perhaps it has more effect like that, I don't know.
I think so, yeah. I think, the more, if it's, you really want to hear someone tell a sort of personal, true story, and there be something funny along the way, that's sort of the ideal, I think, of what stand-up comedy can be.
There was one thing that from some of the workshops we were doing for Warning, It May Contain Nuts, and one of the things they said to us is to use a comedy situation that people can relate to, because it's normally happened to them. So I kind of think that applies to a lot of my life, for sure.
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Well, basically, something that's quite serious. I remember something as a child where it was a funeral. It was my auntie Carrie's funeral. We used to call her Auntie Carrie Bag. And she was a lovely lady, and she had her funeral, but she... my mum's skirt fell down in the middle of the funeral, and as children, we could not stop laughing. And then we had to contain our laughter because it was a funeral. But I think my auntie Carrie, had a great sense of humour, so she would have actually approved of what had happened. And it's so typical of my mum. My mum was very funny, without meaning to be.
That pretty much is a funny incident, but yeah, it's not necessarily appropriate. and how are you feeling about being on stage, Susie? Is that something that's daunting for you?
It's always daunting being on a stage. Stage of life is daunting enough, and so a stage for the stage.
Yeah, but stage of life, you can't get off, can you?
No, but the thing is, I think once you commit yourself to performing poetry in this situation, you're going to do it, and it might be scary, but actually, it's like a hurdle. You jump jump over that hurdle, and I think it really helps to give you confidence in the end that you've done it.
Well, Simon, give us an idea about stagecraft with comedy. What have you learned over the years that's really served you well in how to deal with whatever may come at you when you're on stage?
One thing would be not to worry about it. If they don't laugh at some point you expect them to laugh, don't worry. Just think to yourself, they're saving it up for later.
It might be much later in some cases.
It might be on the way home. They'll have a laugh.
Just think about that. They have a little giggle on the car.
I always imagine that, yes. After a terrible gig. But just don't panic. Just keep, don't. And the other thing is, if you don't think it's going well, don't go faster. Because that means there's a tendency, because you're nervous, you go faster, faster and faster, and then it's harder and harder for them to understand, the audience to understand. So it's sort of simple but counterintuitive. Slow down and don't worry, even though everything makes you want to do the opposite.
And the wider comedy festival itself, Simon, are you performing more than just on this one show on Sunday?
I think I'm just doing this one show. I don't think I'm coming to, we'll be coming to Brighton again in the future.
Well, we look forward to that. And are you kind of compare for the night and introducing the different acts?
Yes, compare, which I've only just realised is it's French, isn't it, compare? But it's a bit like compare, like father.
You're my father, are you, Simon?
I'm like your father, I'm not him.
Well, I'd be excited because you're very funny, and I'd like a dad who's got a sense of humour.
All right. Oh, well, I'm up for the job.
Well, Mum was funny by the sound of it, so let's see if we can live up to some of that. Okay, very interesting stuff. Susie, good luck on Sunday. How are you feeling about it? You all right?
I'm nervous, but I'm also excited.
Okay.
And there's a lot of energy going into this show.
Right, but not too. But you've got to control that energy, hasn't she, Simon?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got our dad there, haven't we? We've got our compare.
Right, well, have fun, you two. Many thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. So the show is Warning May Contain Nuts. It's the Brighton Comedy Festival, Sunday the 12th of October, 5 o'clock at the Brighton Dome Studio Theatre. So see Susie and the rest of the team Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Susie.
I just want to thank Company Paradiso for actually putting it on, because without Company Paradiso supporting people with mental health, we wouldn't have been able to put this show on.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Good luck to you, Susie. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.